Angry Bastard Radio. Brand new music.
Girl, I'm in love.
Get the remix.
Hey, Dre.
It's the remix.
It's
the girls rocking that shit, right?
Okay. Holding it down.
White Owl.
Now see the definition is fine, but I told her that her body looks better with mine. Hey,
it's a meeting special,
baby.
Now see
the definition of fine, but I told her that her body looks better with mine.
I like the way she rocks her hips, then rocks and dips. Told her we can take off like rocks, get ships. Straight jacket jeans, you look crazy in them. The way you rockin' that, I thought they was JC's in them. Let me drop a jewel on ya, put a rockin' air. Can I call you Nana, cause you got that rockin' chair. It goes back and forth, then forth and back. When I'm on Patron or off the yak, can't get off the facts. I'm off my Mac, Goldie probably wouldn't, but I would trick off for that. And I'm sick with the money, I could cough a stack, I could sneeze some G's. So baby, let's roll.
She rockin' that shit like.
That shit, I'm like, look at shorty go. She rocking to the beat, bitch. She rocking it for me. And all I can think about is rocking it to sleep. Her face is like a model, body shape is like a bottle. Girl, I wanna hit that more than I wanna hit the lotto. She revving me up, I got my hand all on my throttle. I wanna get on top of her, zoom on a Yamaha. I'm hitting corners, switching gears, zooming inside of her. And if it tastes how it look, I'ma try to swallow her. Call me Mr. Shoeshine, baby, I'm a polisher. And I leave it spit clean, I don't use no polisher. Demolition man, tell your friends I demolish her. Plus I'm that nigga, baby, I can make you popular. So get another shot of that Ciroc-ing ya, cause I'm gon' be rocking ya. Treat you like the first lady, I put my Barack in ya.
She rockin' that shit like.
Fresh as a black president. One Air Force One's in my Air Force One. Is it on the screen?
No.
Sorry, my reality. See me rocking that shit, it's complimenting my salary. Complimentary ballot. Total up the talent. Spinning like it's ballet, and I touch the budget ballot. Seen that girl, I holler.
Hey.
Told me that she from the.
Hey.
So you know I had to classify my game.
Oh, yeah.
She rockin' that shit like.
Far beyond in a whole nother galaxy. Travel in your mind, explore your sexuality. Melt your imagination and mold it into reality. Your heart's my art gallery, girl. Can you feel the pictures that I painted? Cause all of them are related like a mother to a son. But none of them overrated. Ain't no others, you the one. Our destiny is to make it. Gotta thank you just for sharing your world. It's so real and inspirational. No reason for thinking that I'm incapable of taking on the duty of making you entertain. The thought is sensational, it's perfect bliss. I'm ready to take the Milky Way to your Hershey's Kiss. You know my tongue's got batteries in it. The bedroom, we lose calories in it. And start families in it. And don't worry, cause the situation's under control. So let me dive in your heart and swim around in your soul.
Take me
on
yours, shorty. As we rock to the left, rock to the right. Lend me your body, I'ma rock it all night. Believe us on this floor, shawty. The door to the left, the vault on the right. Tell my nigga, call her back, tell your girl good night.
Oh yeah. Damn, it's windier than a motherfucker outside. Uh-oh, Mom Dukes is in the crib, is in the building. Let me straighten up real quick, because I'm like hearing shit from Mom Dukes right about now. So I'm going to play a quick track, and then we're going to get back. We're going to get back to the music. I mean, we're going to get back to what's popping off. Mom Dukes just stepped up in the building. Like, I make sure shit is straight. You know, Mom's was gone for a minute. I don't want to come up in here. She started blacking. Talking about what the fuck is this, what the fuck is that. Not really in the mood. That being said and done, let me have you up in. Oh, it's too late.
That was over the cooking thing. Did you move it?
I didn't move it. It's windy outside. I probably moved by myself.
Where would it go? Okay. Clean up everything.
It's amazing how she came in here to ask me that question. Had she would have waited her happy ass, I would have been able to get stuff in order so that she wouldn't walk into slop. But instead, she came in early as shit. So, fuck it. It is what it is. But I hope you people are having fun. And that's pretty much it. Hey, get your ass back. You plotting to go outside. Get your ass back. I hope everybody has their. We're going to talk about a bunch of stuff. A whole lot of stuff tonight on Angry Bastard Radio. Station that lets you speak your mind. I have to apologize about the delay. And we're about to play a song right now, so keep it locked. It's your boy GQ holding it down. If you're planning to go see that movie tonight, hit us up 914-338-1782. We'll be taking child's dedications and requests until 10:30 tonight. So you got 50 minutes left with us. So to get you ladies and gentlemen in a nice little mood, I'm not gonna get too hardcore today. I'm gonna keep it a little sentimental. Try and keep it a tad bit sentimental, not too sentimental. This is a station that lets you speak your mind. It's a late night edition. We're holding it down for this V-Day weekend, upcoming V-Day weekend. I'm your boy GQ. Hit us up if you're on our MySpace page, myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio if you're not. And make sure you hold us the fuck down. You know what I mean? Make sure you hold us down. Oh yeah, hold us down. And that's pretty much it. Hold us down. And comment us on all that. I'm actually looking for something right now. The hell is this? Alright, I'll play the joint. I don't ever play it, but I'll play it because it has Jamie Foxx in it. Keep it nice and smooth. Nice and sweet like candy. Keep it locked. This is your boy GQ, baby.
Say, Fox. I had a chick, man. And she wouldn't have did me real wrong. I mean, I did the same thing to her, but she ain't had no right to do me like that, though, dawg. For real.
You've been seeing him, and I know. And I was with her. Has he been in our
And who you fooling you? No, I'm way too cool for you to run that game on me. Play me, try to do me like a B-do. When you say you heard I was screwing her, just like I hear he doing you. Why you worry about me doing me? I see you doing you. I can make her better though. You gon' let him ruin you. Jeff, for the record, no, I wouldn't have her unless like I had a two of you. I know why he pursuing you. That booty do be moving, boo. Late night, straight pipe, that ain't nothing new to you. Wait a minute, can't tell me shit. Wanna tell me something, then tell me this. If I would've never would've hit that shit, would you even ever know dude existed? Now, got me twisted. Yo ass goodbye, I kissed it. Now you all on his shit. Shout it, look at this.
We're going to keep it going with a nice little smooth Valentine's thing going on. Like I said, I'm going to look for more music getting closer to the V-Day hour. And like I said, you know, we're going to hold it down. Right now I'm looking up some do's and don'ts for Valentine's Day. Give you people some, you know, advice on what to do and what not to do. Hit us up, 914-338-1782. You want to give out, you know, shout out to, you know, you want to shout somebody out, you want to shoot on somebody, you want to request a song, or if you just want to, you know, bug out and be like, hey, what's up? I just want to say what's up. Call us up. Block your number. And say, just in case, you know, you don't want us to have your number. 914-338-1782. And definitely hit this up. I'm about to open the chat room up in a few. But I'm going to keep it going with some nice inspirational, either it's love songs or it's just, you know, saying, hey, what's up to the shorty, or maybe relationships. It's all, I mean, if you got relationship problems or questions and you need a guy's point of view, or if you're a guy and you need a guy's point of view, or a girl and you need a guy's point of view, or you just need someone to talk to, I'm here for you. I'm GQ, and I can take both sides, because, like, I went through this type of love thing, this love triangle thing. It actually wasn't even a love, yeah, it was more like a love triangle, but the other side of the triangle, the other two sides didn't work out with the one, and the one is what I want. So I fell back. I know what I want, you know? So it's like, with you people, if you need help, you need good advice, I'm the guy to come to. I'm GQ. Hone it down, 914-338-1782. Sorry about us not being on time today, but tomorrow we will be on time. Okay, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's possible we might do a 10 to 12 also for, you know, a Friday the 13th special. You know, for those of you that have your boo, how about you go out there and take her out to that movie tonight, Friday the 13th, 12 midnight. It will be playing tonight, 12 midnight. I wanted to go see it, but I ain't got no choice to go to. I know I said, oh, I'll go by myself. No, I'm not doing that lame shit. So, that being said and done, I need to go clean my crib up because we have, like, a home inspection, so I got to get rid of the cats and this and that for the day. There's a lot of shit I got to do, you know what I mean? So, with that being said and done, let's tune in. This is my shit right here. I'm sending this out to that special someone. You know who you are. And I'm sending it out to all the special someones out there that have someone special. This is going out to y'all. Keep it locked. It's your boy, GQ, holding down Angry Bastard Radio.
That I melted, I fell right through the cracks, and now I'm trying to get back. Before the cool down run out, I'll be giving it my best, 'cause nothing's gonna stop me but divine intervention. I reckon it's again my turn to win some or learn some. I won't hesitate. But you're so hot that I melted. I fell right through the cracks.
and I'm trying to get back. Before the cool done run out, I'll be giving it my best. Listen, nothing's gonna stop me but divine intervention. I reckon it's again my turn to win some or learn some. I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours. Ha. Ha. Well, open up your mind and see like me. Open up your plans and damn, you're free. Look into your heart and you'll find love. Maybe sing with me a la peaceful melody. It's your God to sing it right to be loved.
Tried to be chill, but you're so hot that I melted. I fell right through the cracks. Now I'm trying to get back. Before the cool done run out, I'll be giving it my best. It's enough that's gonna stop me but divine intervention. I reckon it's again my turn to win some or learn some. But I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours. Mm-hmm. Well, open up your mind and see like me. Open up your plans and damn, you're free. I look into your heart and you'll find love. Just to try to see it clearer, but my breath fogged up the glass, and so I drew a new face and I laughed. I guess what I'll be saying is there ain't no better reason to rid yourself of vanities and just go with the seasons. It's what we aim to do. Our name is our virtue. But I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours. Well, open up your mind and see like me. Open up your plans and damn, you're free. I look into your heart and you'll find that the sky is yours. Don't please, don't please, don't please, don't. There's no need here to complicate, 'cause our time is short. This, oh, this, oh, this is our fate.
That shit is hot. That's my jam right there. I'm going to switch it up real quick I mean, like I said, this is the preparation of Valentine's Day. Hit us up, myspace.com/angry_bass_radio. Looks like I'm going to add another hour to the show, so we're going to have 4 hours and 36 minutes. I'm going to play one more track, then I'm going to play instrumental, then we're going to do the top 10 do's and don'ts for men. For men. What we should do, what we shouldn't do. I mean, so let's get to the, where did I put it up? On the dance? I put it on the dance? Yeah. Now, for those of you that don't listen to this type of music, just, if you listen to words, the lyrics, listen to the track. Don't, never mind the music. Never mind the, never mind the beat. Listen to the lyrics. The lyrics, like, I was down and out one time, and I'm listening, I love trance. But I'm listening to the song, I'm like, yo, this shit is real. The name of the song is Without You by Digital Allies and Rich Luzy. KTU Remix. Keep it locked, because your boy GQ on this Valentine preparation day. Keep it locked. Once again, listen to the words. Gigi D'Agostino, I'll fly with you. Keep it locked. Angry Bastard Radio. I'm your boy GQ. Holding it down on this Valentine's Day. Preparation special day. We'll come back with you and adults after the next song. So keep it locked. This is the dance hour. Happy Valentine's Day. Go.
I can't stop thinking about you. got the runners play like Coach Carter. And just know a different life as I take her up to the boom boom room. A few good men ain't good as I. Can you handle the truth like Rambo? Ready for war, you and me. Go round for round like Rocky. So he a beauty, so I beat like a beast. Gator a bad boy, menace to society. Ain't it apparent? Look, I'm a I ain't gotta meet the parents. Blow the color purple and pull out my weapon lethal. And I'ma keep going to the sequel. For this movie, we make this is your training day, so we can film it all in my car. Started off shy at the beginning, at the end you a star. You can be my $1 million baby while we under these lights. Keep up on you hard from behind until you can't walk right. Cause I'm the lord of this ring, but I ain't throwing no spells. You said you ready for this crash, baby, I can't tell. Having the monster ball, baby, and I'm bringing the wood. Cause I'ma do something to make you feel good. I'm the talented mister, what can I say? Cause I'ma make you do what it do, baby, so call me Ray.
I'm camera action, my leading actress. I bet you like my quest. You do my pilot. You won't need any carry or off of this.
I've been thinking of a way to keep you on my mind. While I'm out here on the road, steady doing shows, I be focused on my baby, not the group, yeah. That right. Rehearsed scene about a million times. Camera action, turn out them lights. Take two now, don't forget your lines. You get yours before I get mine. Flip the screen up and hit that button. That right, let me show you some. Flesh on flesh, skin on skin. Switch it up and let's get it in. Half on the
street.
Hey,
Jasper, we did it again, my friend. Yeah, this round two.
Hey, hey, hey. All I wanna do is please you. Come into this room and let me show you.
Oh my.
Fires. After this track, we're going to get into this thing. I was on the phone with my cousin. Tell me his female problems.
Yeah.
Keisha Coles, keep it locked.
Lord knows how I try to give everything I have in me. Maybe one day we both could see if we take our time and get it right. Maybe, baby, we could be forever. So please don't go, go. But living in a dream, yeah. It's so amazing how your smile takes me away from everything and all of the pain I've seen before. I wanna share my life with you. I wanna be the one, yeah, yeah, yeah. I wanna be the one who you can depend on. Be the one who'll be there. Who'll be the one. Oh, 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 oh. We will be there till the morning.
Oh man, Chris Brown, you gotta watch out, man. Last I checked on the radio this morning, Jay-Z said you're a walking dead man. Dead man walking. That is what it is. I mean, people go to situations, but I actually saw a picture of what Chris Brown did. He fucked that girl's eyes up. Like, she can't see it, nothing. I'm about to get up in these do's and don'ts. Men, pay attention. If you don't want your woman to beat, you know, treat you like shit, or you break up with your fucking, break up with your stupid ass, pay attention. For those of you that are buying a Valentine's Day gift for the first time, pay attention. I want you to be lonely on Valentine's Day like I am. Only difference is, I'll just probably have a smile on my face. Like, eh, oh well. I'm happy that I'm alive. You'll have a frown on your face like, damn, what did I do? Pay attention. That's the number one thing. Always pay attention to your woman. Never take anything from granted. Never take anything for granted. There's always someone out there better than you. Me? There's no one out there better than me. But there's someone always out there better than you. Me, I'm one of a kind. You're not. You're replaceable. Me, I'm not. Alright. Let's see. Hold on. Let me go to Blog Talk Radio. And let's get these things going. I got to read one off real quick. Alright. Do's and don'ts. We'll start with the don'ts, people. Number one. The Valentine's Day don'ts. Don't forget. Keyword, don't forget. I think that the worst thing I could do about Valentine's Day is forgetting all about it. Make sure you put it on your calendar in big red letters. And a few days before, make sure you put it on your PDA or your day planner or whatever you have on your forearm, your wrist. I mean, whatever. Don't forget Valentine's Day. It's only one day. And it's in a month. It's in Black History Month as number one, and it's in the month that has the shortest days, which happens to be Black History Month. Well, don't forget. You forget. The rest of your life is going to be hell. And I never knew how sensitive women are, but women can be very sensitive. So please do me a favor, fellas. Do not forget. Ladies, you might have sensitive men out there. Don't forget him. You know? I don't know what you're doing with a sensitive ass nigga anyway. Don't forget him. Number two, fellas, pay attention to this shit. Don't buy kitchen appliances or anything else practical. Valentine's Day is supposed to be a little too extravagant. A new blender is not extravagant. I repeat, a new blender is not extravagant. And it is not romantic at all. Hey, baby girl, what's your blender? I don't give a fuck how many strawberries you got in that blender. It's not flying. Hey, baby, I got you some heart candy inside your new blender. I just got you. Nah, it's not going to fly. All you're going to do is asking for an argument or an ass whooping. I mean, one of the order. I mean, one, you know, the other, you know. I'm a little out of it right now. But, yeah, don't be getting your girl fucking blender. Are you serious? A blender? Who buys a woman a blender on Valentine's Day? Like, come on. Use your fucking head. Don't do that dumb shit. Don't do the same thing you did last year. Even if it worked well, your partner will appreciate something new and different. She wants to know that you thought about her as you planned your Valentine's Day gift or event. And she doesn't want, oh, gee, thanks. If you went out to dinner to the same place and got the same meal and on the same time on the same day, gee, thank you. Says a lot. Oh, you got me a card that says the same exact poem as last year. Gee, thanks. They don't want that shit. You gotta, you know, put some thought into it. You know? You gotta be smooth about it. Maybe do something different every year. And don't, you know what I mean, don't always look for it. Me, I always get like the humor cards. I mean, I get like some little humor cards or some cartoons, some like Snoopy or some shit like that. I mean, and you know, and the next year use something else or, you know, whatever. You gotta be smooth about it. You know. Now, unfortunately, in my situation, I can't do that. Because the girl that I want does not want me as of right now. But I'm cool with that. You know what I mean? I'm cool with that. You know what I mean? So. It is what it is, but fucking, number four, don't give her lingerie. Now I know that y'all say, what? Lingerie? That's, Ooh, that's popping, isn't it? Nah. Unless she asks for it, unless she wants it. But see, in a way, you're kind of playing yourself. Unless you really, 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 really know about your shorty, don't do it. Because I'm going to tell you exactly how you could be playing yourself. If you buy a purse, it says, don't give her lingerie. Now, I know the people. Now I know the people at Victoria's Secret would not like this, but lingerie is a very dangerous gift. Why is it dangerous, you ask? I'll tell you. You can get the wrong size, which is a big problem. Because if you get a size bigger than what she is, she might, oh, whoa, what, damn, I'm fat? And then you get the smaller size, and then, you know, it's just... Or if you're gonna do lingerie at Victoria's Secret, get like a gift card or some shit like that. Get a gift card into Victoria's Secrets or what's the other spot? I forget, it's not in my head right now. But Victoria's Secret or the, you know, anywhere else. Frederick, Hollywood Frederick or something like that. Frederick something. But you know, wherever you go, just get a, you know, gift certificate or gift card, and you know, then you pass off ahead with her other gifts or whatever. You know what I mean? But you can get the wrong size, which is a big problem. You can get the wrong color. But most importantly, when guys give lingerie, they often have one thought in their mind, and giving lingerie can really backfire. Just resist the temptation and be a little more creative. You know what I mean? Like, it's just... I mean, because it's like, you could buy a girl that, and then she'd be like, oh, what, you trying to get in my pants? You trying to do this? And then before you know it, it's, you know, it's a wrap. So that's something that you do not want to do. You know what I mean? Let's see. I'll do 5. There's actually 10 don'ts, but I'm going to do 5. I'm going to play a little track. And then I'm gonna get back into the music. Hold on, give me a little get a little instrumental going on. Dun 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 dun. Don't have unrealistic expectations. While your partner wants to be pampered, you also have to understand that her day is filled with many demands, kids, work, house, and more. Make sure you go the extra mile. Keep your expectations realistic and in check. All right? Don't be coming up with this off-the-wall crap. I mean, unless she has a day off. Keep it nice, simple, and to the point. Especially if you've been with her for years. I shouldn't even have to tell you that. You know what I mean? Gotta be smooth about it. I'm smooth. Why can't you be smooth? I mean, just it is what it is, right? Oh, man. Alright. We're gonna keep it moving. Play a quick track. I gotta fix something on these boards. And then we're going to come back with some more don'ts and do's, do's and don'ts. See if I can get like a little R&B little thing going on over here. Neo featuring Jamie Foxx and Fabulous. I never really played that before, so I guess I'll play it. Keep it locked. This is your boy GQ, Angry Bastard Radio.
Looking in her eyes, no. up and save them. Oh, thinking, no, she don't do that. Now she look at me like inspiration. She wanna be compliment for my swag. And everything she got, she work for it. Good life made for it. She takes pride in saying that she paid for it. Only kind of girl I want. Independent queen working for her throne. I love her cause she got her own. She got her own.
Don't make me laugh, boo. Never did that bad to make you even have to. But even if I had to, ask my better half to, you be more than glad to. When I do that math, boo, you always try to add to. I need someone who ride for me, not someone who ride for free. She said, boy, I don't just ride, she'll pull up beside of me. I had to ask her what she doing in that caddy. She said, cause you my baby, I be stunting like my daddy. And there's not many who catch my eye. We both wearing Gucci, she match my fly. And that's why I'm supposed to keep her closer, right by the side. Toaster in the holster, and now she with Loso. Case you didn't know so, you could save your money, dog. Shorty getting dope, so what she care with his cause? You could call her Miss Boss. I got it backwards, crisscross. Shorty got her own.
Welcome back, it's your boy GQ holding down Angry Bastard Radio. Jason, let you speak your mind. It's a late night special. This is the V-Day special, actually. Preparation of V-Day. We're going to continue with the don'ts. Top 10 do's and don'ts for us men, so we don't mess anything up. Let's go. Number 6, don't overspend. Yeah, fellas, don't be no Paul Bunyan in the face ass nigga, no Donald Trump in the face ass nigga. You don't got Donald Trump's pockets, and you don't got Kobe Cove's pockets, Kobe Killer Neal pockets. If you do, then do what you gotta do, but I'm good. Don't overspend, particularly particularly if you share a bank account and a credit card with your sweetheart. Breaking the bank is a bad idea. Keep within your budget and have the nicest evening you can afford. If it is too much, she'll likely be She'll likely be panicked about money and too stressed to have fun. Now, if she doesn't share an account with you, which I'm pretty sure 95% of you that are listening to this don't share an account with the girl that you're going out for Valentine's Day, still, don't spend that much money on her, because it's like, especially if you just met her. It's like a job. If you give your job your all, they're going to expect you to do your all the time. If you spend a lot of money on a chick, they're going to expect you to spend a lot of money on them all the time. So just break them in. Now, if that's your boo, then you got to go all out. Word up. Like, if I had a shorty, I mean, if I was with a shorty that I want to be with, I would go all out. I'd probably spend like $800 on my shorty. On a rail. And just when that's on one day. You know what I mean? That's how I am. That's how I cake it. I make, you know, I make 50 plus thousand a year. You know what I mean? My job over here. Not this one. My official job. 50 plus a year. Holler at me. Scream at me. You already know what it is. Anyway, don't ever talk about an ex. Now, anybody ever talk about your ex-girl, your ex-man, you're a fucking idiot anyway. You shouldn't talk about that at all. But don't talk about an ex. One of the surest ways to spoil a Valentine's Day evening is to have your partner think you are thinking about another woman. Don't talk about your former wife or girlfriend. Keep the conversation focused on your woman, and life will be better. When you start talking about, yo, man, yo, this is nice. Last year, my girl did this and this and that. And you're going to fuck the whole mood up. Keep your mouth shut. Open your head. Use your brain. If you use your brain, you won't get into any trouble. If you listen to what GQ's saying, you won't get into any trouble. You know what I mean? Step your game up, nigga. It's Valentine's Day. And I'm telling you, Valentine's Day is a female sport. It's a female holiday. It's okay for them to give us cards and this and that, but dog, do not let me catch you or any guy out there in the street talking about, oh yeah, man, fuck that. If she don't give me nothing, I'm not getting her nothing. This ain't Christmas, nigga. It's not Christmas. It's not your birthday. This is Valentine's Day. It's not a men. It's actually more like a lovey-dovey. It's more like a lovey-dovey type holiday. So it's for both. But more so for the woman. The woman shouldn't have to come out of her pocket as much as the man should. Honestly, to tell you the truth, a man should come out of his pocket this holiday. Now, I'm not saying women can't spend, because I could spend something. But if I best believe, if you spend $200 on me, I'm spending $4 or $5 on you. You know what I mean? That's just how that goes. But I guess it's always up to the females. It's loud days. I'm starting my ass off. Nowadays, women, you know, they do what they want to do, so it's all up to her. Don't give her a generic card. Don't be going, oh, this card is 99 cents, and it just has a face on the front with a smile, and it blinks. So I'm going to write something in. That's cool. That's being creative. But women like to see a nice card, and I'm saying, they know when, trust me, they know when, you know, or how long it took for somebody to, you know, look for a certain type of card. Because it's like, if you just pick anything, they're not going to like it. And they're going to know that you just went in and just picked the first card you saw and bounced. For some reason, they know. I don't know how they know, but they know. Oh, yes, they do know. So, you know, save yourself the embarrassment. Just take the time. So, I mean, I don't give a fuck if you sitting down there, you know, for like 2 hours. Take the time. Look over everything. See what, you know, see what you like. You know, and, you know, get it for her. Like, don't be on some dickhead shit and get it some bullshit, because it's like 9 times out of 10 when you get the bullshit, it's not going to work out. I mean, like, you know, mostly, like, if you want to really spice it up, your best bet is to go to a Spencer store near you. Spencer, now, like I said, if you're with a girl for a long time, go to Spencer's. And when you go to Spencer's, look for, like, you know, little kinky Valentine's Day cards, you know what I mean? You might want to play, like, some like little games. They got like the little dice that has kiss me, then on the other side is hug me, and the other side is tickle me, or, you know what I mean, stuff like that. Like, have fun. You know what I mean? It doesn't have to always be serious. Valentine's Day, you know, you can have fun, you know, y'all go out to eat, relax, chill, kick back, watch a movie or whatever, you know. It don't have to be something special. Now, if you were smooth like me, you would take your lady to one of those hotels that have the it has like theme rooms. Like it has a caveman room, and it looks like a cave. And if you look up, it's like the mirror is an icy mirror, but you know, or you can take it to the love suite, and the love suite is the shit. Like they got a jacuzzi in the room that's a heart shaped jacuzzi, and it's all red. And then, you know, like I said, I've never been to any of these spots, but it's like I did my investigating on it because I actually wanted to go and check them out. But as you can see, it's never really worked for me. But I'm sure it definitely worked for you because people out there on Radio Land, yeah, you guys are in relationships. I'm not. I'm single at the moment. My heart is taken, but I'm single. So it's like, that's just pretty much how that is. But, like, you know, just be fun. Valentine's Day doesn't have to be all serious and shit. You can also be fun. You can, you know, you can do everything. You can do lots of things. There's lots of things to do. You know what I mean? So don't be no asshole when you get in, you know, I'm just going to get this little generic card because it's 50 cents today. So I'm just going to buy this 50 cent card and that's a done deal because I'm not paying $5, $6, $7, $8 on one card. Dog, I don't care. That's to the point where my attitude is I'm saving money, but in a sense, I'm like, you know what? I don't care. Like, bills are being paid. I'm stashing money away. I don't care. Like, I find myself going to the store and buying shit, and I'm, like, not looking at it. If I want it, I'm getting it. I'm getting it just because I want it. That's it. I'm not getting it because, you know, oh, it's cheap and this and that. No, I'm getting it because I want to get it. And that's just how it should be. You get something because you want to get it. Don't get it because, you know what I mean? So that's why I said, like, when you get something, just get it. Like, I have this smooth idea for Valentine's Day, but if I had a female, it would be on point. But like I said, I'm single at the moment. So it's like, that idea is not really, you know, jumping right now because, you know, just don't be getting no cheap-ass cards. And if you plan on getting the cheap-ass card, you got to be smooth about it. Like, make a card at least. Like, you know, get some crayons and some pens and just make some shit. Like, women like something that's creative. They want something that's creative. And they also want something that you took some time to do. Like, you put your heart into it. Like, okay, true, I'm going to do this. You know what I mean? Like, that's what they like. And when you don't do it and you do some bullshit, you kind of play yourself. I mean, so it's like, you know, get this shit together. We're live from 9:30 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. It's Angry Bass Radio, the V-Day Prep Special. Stay centered, just speak your mind. Hit us up, 914-338-1782. Get a shout-out, dedication, and request until 11:30. It's now 10:42 in the p.m. on Eastern Standard Time. My computer's acting like shite. Let's see if I can still play a track. Oh, wait a minute, hold on. Did I just see something? I just saw something, and if it's what I think it is, I'm going to have to play it, because I haven't played these motherfuckers in a minute. Nah, I could have sworn I just saw Numb by Linkin Park. I'm going to have to... Hold on, let me scroll down. Yeah, that's not what I saw. I'm about to say. I thought that's what I saw. Because I haven't heard that track in a minute. And that's kind of like, you know, that's like a song that, you know, you can actually get off. Because it's something smooth. Hold on, people. When the J's, the K's, now and the L's. Yeah, that's not what I saw. I thought that's what I saw. That's not what I saw, though. All right, well, we're going to keep it moving with some more shit. Some more smooth V-Day shit, you know? You know how it is. Ah, shit. Yeah, I'm gonna play this track. Keep it locked. Angry Bastard Radio. Come on. We are experiencing technical difficulties as of right now. So please just stay tuned and relax. There we go. Now I got my shit back. 49 minutes left. And of course. You know what? Fuck it. Just leave your love. Christian. Fuck it. I'm gonna play this shit right here, dog. I'm sorry, people. It's just that I hate the internet sometimes. So I'm gonna have to take it back. A little bit of soul for real. Every little thing I do, you're on my mind. Keep it locked. GQ. Fuck. Oh, are you fucking serious? Are you fucking serious? Block Talk Radio. You need to get your shit together, man. I really do. What the fuck? This makes no sense at all. No sense at all, man. Let's try this again, people. So for real. R&B special. VD special. Prep for V-Day. Keep it locked. Your boy GQ. Shit is not working right now, people. Shit is not working. So hold on, let me put out a new tab. Go back to Blog Talk Radio because they're a bunch of faggots. I think what it is that I can't have the switchboard on and X out Blog Talk Radio. Like, I have to have Blog Talk Radio on in order to get, you know, whatever. Alright, it's my switchboard. Come on, you fucking show up. Make sure you hit us up, myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. We're live now from 9:30 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. Hit us up, 914-338-1782. This is the V-Day Prep Special, prepping all you fellas out there so y'all can know what to do and what not to do when it comes to this V-Day thing. You got 42 minutes left, you know, remaining with your boy GQ. And we're trying to play some tracks and, you know, shit is just fucking up. So let's try this shit one more time. So for real, every little thing y'all do, sending it out to all the couples out there for everything, little thing that y'all did to stay together, and all the couples out there that broke up, think about it. It's like the recession right now. That girl or guy was good to you. Give him another chance. Hey, you only live once. Person dies, you feel sorry for yourself. Let's go.
On my mind.
Little thing I do on my mind. I think about you all the time. The way I feel lately is driving me crazy. Hey, we're keep it moving. Rashad featuring Jadakiss and Chic Looch. Sweet Misery Remix. It's a V-Day prep special day. It's your boy GQ, Angry Bass Radio. D-Block. Hey, yo, Poobs.
This is the remix.
Let's go.
Hey, yo, tell me if you're feeling me. As far as my honey go, I love her, but she killing me. I call it sweet misery. Wanna be with her, but she blowing my shit. She'll say something on purpose, and she know I'm a flip. That's when I bust down, empty out, twirl my Dutch. Take a few shots of hard liquor, earn my guts. Come back in about 2 hours and tear her up. And it's been going on for a while now. What's up? What?
There's something about the love you're giving me. Can't explain, it's like a mystery. My life's slowly going down the drain. You pick me up and take away the pain. The way we argue and the way we fight gives us a reason to make up at night. I wanna love you, wanna hold your hand until you go and piss me off again. Damn.
Like to talk about me. Don't she know you can't live without me? Say I'll leave you. That ain't cool. I'll be a fool to ever leave you. You're my star in the sky when the sun is gone. And I love you just the same when you're wrong. You're dead wrong.
They saw
about you. The person you were kissing was me, and I would never ask you. I just kept it to myself. I don't wanna know. If you're playing me, keep it on the low. 'Cause my heart can't take it anymore. And if you're creeping, please don't let it show. Oh, baby, I don't wanna know. Oh.
Another brother, calm as a motherfucker. Was I with him? Yeah, you was never even there. talking about I hurt you, how about I don't even care? Plans we had are through, man, they dead to me. I got a new man, he treat me like a Kennedy. Yeah, he's something as a team, we heavy, we are custom. Sluggish looking like a keen attendant. You flushed it, talking about how you missed an inch. I'm disgusted, talking about how you could kiss my ass, man. You violated all my general laws, and I can't take it, gotta get a divorce. He did the right thing while you were getting that broads, and his pipe game's better than yours.
Better than yours.
This your man Jump Off Joe Button, and I'm here with my dude, my Jersey fam, DJ D New, youngest DJ seriously taking over. Y'all need to watch for him. Yo, D, let's show these dudes what's good. Hit them with something.
Come on. It's the Piper. Go. Marcus.
You know we be up in the club.
Nice honey, and our friends, one on the back and one on the front, shaking it up, mommy don't break it, taking it down, I love the way you snake it, you got the best of me,
doing what you're doing,
up in the VIP, doing what you're doing, girl I'm about to buy you anything you want, put you in the coupe and take your pretty ass home, let's call for alcohol, you know how we do. Talking to this chick, got a taste for the hook. Sometimes pippin' is love. Why she so bad? Jacob on my wrist, superstar worldwide. It is what it is. Pool party at my crib. That's the after. Till 6 in the morning. Drinks and laughter.
Uh-oh, uh-oh.
It's a safari. Mama's getting naughty. Got a sexy body.
Oh,
you know how we do
it
in the club.
Spot you out the corner of your eye, tell you wanna ride. You looking at Poppy like, wanna hold hands? So amp, no man, joke amp. But you and your friend can both get ramped like, use a private dancer. Nobody's when she won't pullin' up answer. It's all good, baby, you know where I'm at, right? Case you need me to go put it on your backside. Only if you act right. Damn it, you doing it, doing what you doing. You doing it to me, I picture you doing it to me like, I only came out. Find your shit, the bar's last call, we at the nearest diner, we be next tail tagging, SL wagon, you rather the rim jump up for the XL Magnum, damn it, you doing it, you and your friend, and next weekend, if you lucky, we can do it again,
like,
this is
the invention of Piper.
just for a day. I'd roll out of bed in the morning and throw on what I wanted and go. Drink beer with the guys and chase after girls. I kick it with who I wanted and I never get confronted for it. Cause they stick up for me. If I were a boy, I think I could understand how it feels to love a girl. I swear I'd be a better man. I listen to her.
Keep quiet, Ellie.
You are a boy, then girl, you'd understand. You need to stop listening to your friends. Love, respect, and trust your man. So I go to clubs with the guys and sometimes flirt with the girls. I should be able to roll out as long as I'm coming home to you and give you the world. But you're not a boy, so you don't have a clue, babe, how I work and pay the bills. Girl, everything I do is for you.
So they think that I was sleeping alone.
Girl, you know that's wrong.
I put myself first and make the rules as I go. Cause I know that she'd be faithful, waiting for me to come.
You're not a boy, so you can't understand. Oh, you are not a perfect woman, and I am not a perfect man. Breathe it, breathe it.
I listen to her, cause I know how it hurts.
And I know
bitch, I ain't no boy. I'm a grown-ass man. Get it fucked up. Welcome back to the show. It's Angry Bastard Radio, the V-Day Prep Special. Prepping you fellas on how to, you know, do the right thing and not be dumped this Valentine's Day doing something stupid like buying your girl a set of fucking Matchbox cars or a fucking hammer for, for a fucking Valentine's Day. Bitches don't want that shit, alright? My bad. Women don't want that shit. SD in the fucking building, man. 19 minutes left. Got heartburn like a motherfucker. What's up, bitch ass nigga?
Your mother's legs is up.
Yeah. I ain't gonna use to smoke cigarettes.
Who told you I smoke cigarettes?
No one told me. I saw it in the picture. With the fro. She got the illy fro. With the cigarette in her hand.
Yeah, I did that for about 2 weeks. This was back in
1970. 1971.
Wow, I was 17.
17?
I was 17, right?
What was the age limit to get... 17. You was 17 then?
Yeah.
What's the age limit to get the cigarettes back then?
Cigarettes? Anybody? I don't even know.
You could be 10 years old and get cigarettes?
No, I'm 17.
Wow. That's a 10 years old. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Your mom was 17
every time.
With zigzag.
Marijuana t-shirt.
Oh, that's a zigzag? That's a marijuana t-shirt?
Zigzag is a paper that roll reefer with.
Mom Dukes had the zigzag weed papers. She had a shirt. Rev, I'm gonna try to bring that shirt back. I guarantee you everybody starts rocking them. I'm gonna try to make that shirt, dog. Oh yeah, we got the do's and don'ts. Let me put some put an instrumental on.
Do your mom and don't snitch.
Try it.
Okay.
What?
We franchise.
All right, these are the don'ts. We got two more don'ts and then a bunch of do's. Yeah. Yeah.
That's gonna blow my thing completely off.
I mean, I'm sure it's gonna.
I can't find it nowhere. I mean, it can't be too
much. I mean, I don't know.
It was blowing like that?
Yeah, it was very windy today. All right, don't do guy stuff. Your favorite NBA basketball team may be in town, or you may be tempted to take her to a sports bar for dinner. Just don't. This is her night, so stay away from the guy stuff and put her first. You can always record or TiVo the televised game and watch it tomorrow. Now, she's a big sports fan, so I don't think you really want to do it unless she comes out like, yo, fuck this dinner, let's go watch the game. Hey, I'm with it. I don't like basketball, though. I like football, so I agree with it. I really don't give a shit about that. Don't spend the night online. Too many of us tend to get in front of the computer late at night for gaming, chatting, or other online stuff. For this one night, leave the computer off and focus on your woman. She will be grateful for your undivided attention. That's a true story. Those are the don'ts. Now let me switch over to the do's. Send a gift to work. If your partner is employed, delivering or sending a Valentine's Day gift to work is a welcome idea. It will show her in front of her peers that she is loved and remembered on Valentine's Day. That's smooth. You know where your girl works at. That's the idea, because you want our homegirls to be like, damn, who's this nigga sending you all this shit? You know what I mean? And she gonna play it all like, I ain't nobody. But deep down inside, it's hitting her. Hitting her like me, hitting Essie's moms in the back of the face with a mallet. Make a homemade Valentine card from the store. Nice, but your partner will really know you love her if you take the time to make your own Valentine card. Get out the scissors, the red construction paper, white paper, dollies, and glue, and get started, nigga. What do you mean? I mean, hey, sometimes you gotta be smooth about it, man.
It's the third grade, man. What world are you in?
Niggas live in a fantasy world where they cut out taste fucking Valentine's cards or whatever. School nigga, where did you get that? Where did you get this from, the internet? Kind of look.
Yeah, this is actually from the internet.
Oh, Lord.
It says your own little verse would add just the right touch. Taking time to do something out of the ordinary is romantic. Now, certain women will find that romantic. What SZ said is right. Some women would be like, what are you, in the kindergarten? Like, what, you just graduate out of elementary school? You might get the right chick that might be like, yo, what is it, because there's a recession now, you didn't want to buy a car, so you got cheap this year, and you made one? That can be a little touchy, so you might want to leave that alone. It depends on your girl. If she's one of the, you know, type of girl that doesn't mind.
White girl.
Yeah. Yeah, because ain't no shit to fall for that. Nigga, I don't even want a store made car, nigga. I don't even want a car from the store, nigga. Take me to dinner. It says, cook for her. Once again, doing something out of the routine is an important way to show you care. Breakfast in bed or cooking a romantic dinner for two can be fun for you and let her know you were willing to go the extra mile. I can also, you know, cut back on those expensive T-bone steaks she's planning on ordering too. So if you're going to cook, be smooth about it. Get some candle and some, you know, dim the lights and all. You know, and order some movies off of the Xbox 360. Oh, man. Get some other, yeah, nigga. This is a nice little background joint right here. Alright, remember romance. Valentine's Day for your partner is all about romance. That means taking the time to do the little extras, like dressing up for your... Fuck, I'm not dressing up, but dressing up for your dinner out, leaving little love notes around, or being on time for your commitments. That's my problem. I'm never on time. While guys aren't often good at romance, it is important to her. Try to see yourself as she sees you and then deliver beyond her expectations. And turn off the electronics, which is number five. While we live in a fast-paced time with cell phones or personal digital assistants running our lives, Valentine's Day is not a time for interruptions. Turn off the phone, the palm, which I have, or BlackBerry, and focus your attention on your significant other. That's all, man. You got a Valentine, or you don't do the Valentine thing?
Yeah, bullshit.
Huh?
Fucking high school, man. Fucking junior high school. Valentine. I'm gonna fuck with a chick one day during the whole year. Some chick I always wanted to fucking bone. I'm gonna buy her some shit and not get no pussy from her.
Yo, it's funny because that's what exactly what the holiday actually just lines up to be. Like, you just going around getting gifts and hoping that you get some trim. Hoping that you get some trim afterwards. Does it end up like that? Not all the time. But,
I'm good.
Hey, it is what it is.
I'm good.
I'm interested.
Yeah, no.
Tell me more.
Yeah, I'm gonna get this some shit.
Huh?
Who the fuck is that? Oh, Lord.
It's a damn shame. I gotta fall back a little bit because of this slow-ass fucking computer. I gotta take, like, a 20-second pause. Alright. Now, this is for the smooth brothers out there that, you know, are with this shit. Me, I can actually think about it, but it'd take me like all day just to write a fucking letter. But write her a love letter. This is not an email, a text message, or a card, but a real love letter. Your own handwriting. Tell her what she really means to you. Tell her why you would choose her all over again if you had to. Remind her why you are thrilled that she is your, well, they have your kid's mom. I mean, I'm just going to leave that out there. Remind her why you are thrilled that she is your sweetheart. She'll keep that letter as a cherished part of her life. Number 7, watch a chick flick. Sure, you'd rather be watching the latest 007 film or WWF SmackDown or listening to an E-Block CD, but she'll appreciate...
It does not, D-block. It does not say D-Block CD on there.
Yes, it does, dog.
Get the fuck out.
I lied to you. I lied to you not, dog. But she'll appreciate... Michelle appreciate you sitting through a romantic movie. Consider the lake house while you were sleeping. You've got mail or Sleepless in Seattle or Devil Wears Prada if you are looking for one that you both might enjoy. Now, I didn't say D-Block. I actually added that.
Yeah, I know. Come on. Let me get out. Fucking
Number 8. Hey, you know, idiot guy. Idiot over here. Over these. I mean, offer her a massage. Many Valentine's Day experts recommend a day spa gift certificate as a great gift option for your sweetheart. But I think a personal message is a wonderful alternative. Giving a woman a good foot massage or a solid back rub can really make her relax and feel good. Learn some massage techniques. Pick up some massage oil and work out those stiff muscles. And get it a glute while you're at it. Matter of fact, film your woman gluting and send it to myspace.com/angry_bass_radio. Having a gluten contest. Women only. Number 9, consider spreading gifts throughout the day. Rather than buying one big gift, you should try giving her a number of small gifts during the day. Maybe one gift at breakfast, leave one on the front seat of her car or in her medicine chest in the bathroom. One at work, and then another one on the front seat of her car before she leaves work. Going an extra mile to remember her during the day will pay big in how... dividends in the how to react and how she reacts the rest of the day. And last but not least, number 10, just relax. While I know these ideas sound like a lot of work, it is important to not overdo it. Don't try to cram too much into the day or into the evening. Leisurely. I fucked that whole word up. A leisurely place is an important...
Allegedly,
huh? Allegedly, nigga. It's not allegedly. It's
L-E-I-S-U-R-E-L-Y.
Ooh. Leisurely. A leisurely place is an important component of making Valentine's Day great for your woman. Pretty much it.
Whoa.
What game are you watching?
What?
What game are you watching?
I'm watching a fucking dunk contest, man. Let's go, Vince. Oh, Lord.
Dunk contest. Got 4 minutes left. Damn, man, it sucks. I gotta go to the crib and all sorts of bullshit. Clean my crib up. Motherfuckers come to inspect my crib.
Dude, that shit is whack. Fuck y'all niggas coming to check my lab out for.
What?
How
bullshit is that?
See what I fucked up and what I didn't fuck up.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Now, I think word around the campfire is that what they're doing is they're making sure no one else extra lives in the house. Make sure I ain't got like five other motherfuckers in the house charging them for rent.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, even though it's smooth, like, you know, whatever. I'm going to play this track right here, and I'm going to play a track for SD, and then we out of here. Keep it locked. Angry Bastard Radio. It's going out to all the couples out there.
About and never will happen again.
Can just see you. You have my feet, you could forget your girl and your favorite car with the missing top. Live around my way where we used to park and did all those things to steal your heart.
My friends again, again, and again.
About you, they say
we saw your girl at the game, and damn, we gotta say a big mistake about you. Not only did your body bang, but I missed the conversation too. Tell me that you're getting old, so you can't think, can you?
Till I come see you.
I'm trying to figure out how could you forget about who loves you the most. Why would you heal my heart, heal my brain, and oh how I wish you could feel my pain. Cause I couldn't get you off my mind if I tried 24/7
365.
And my nights so cold, days so long. They say you don't know what you got till it's gone. Well it's gone and I'm tripping how much I miss it. And you said he walking around like I never existed. And it's hard to understand, you got another plan, trying to play harder. You got another man, but you'll never find another like Mar. Now how you riding around in a drop top car. Baby, you were sorry, and it's time that you know it. So much love, and it's time that we show it. Lose it.
Make sure you hit us up tomorrow for Latin Fever Fridays. We'll be live here from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Once again, Latin Fever Fridays. We'll be live here from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Hit us up, myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. Let's get Latin. It's going to be a very Spanish event. Don't miss out. Tomorrow night, Latin Fever Friday, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Friday the 13th. God bless everybody. Thanks for coming out. God bless you. Good night. Brand new graph after party.
Right out, drop that.
up on the curb swerving. Like my shit don't stink and the world's perfect. I be looking at your wifey like, girl, work it. I'm 1,000 deep, so I got your girl nervous. So calm it down and blow her kiss. Pull on her hand, put a hand on the shirt. See the industry dudes with the bands on their wrists. Pants too tight, so they dancing stiff. I walk by and like goddamn grass back bragging. Big gap, so the pants on my ass sagging. I keep chicks mad wet in a jag wagon. Drippin' like the F-curl on the last dragon. Fit a gap twisted to the back captain. Chain swinging sloppy, so we back bragging. So everybody wanna score like me. Well, stop doing you and try to do it more like me. Bang.
Brand new Havoc. Just watch me, boy. Brand new Havoc. Angry Bastard Radio. Let's go. This shit right here is fire. You already know it's on Angry Bastard Radio, so of course it's going to be fire.
Know that I can smash like a hit when I hear one. All night long, wear it out like you hear one. And one, dude, try to find me, I don't fear none. H-A-B-O, how you hate a like Mano. Me no handcuff, we let him make payroll. Catch me your Beatles on a mop with a donkey. Slow wine, let me see you do that thing on top me. Me, pretty face, smooth skin and knock me. ADP, see another dude property. Come see me, she can get broke properly. Then I let it breathe, young as shit back. Watch me, how I get that broccoli, mount me in a jetta stack, let it pop, if anybody try to stop me, head with that swag, I'll break a record, better clock me, money too clean, now the feds can't pop me,
now watch
me,
I'm
ain't nothing, nothing new. I don't gotta run around stunting. We don't hit the ball, now the ball comes to us. Do us, let the bleak go run to us. Party like 2099 ball drop. I know what the girls like, have to hit the soft spot. Money make her come like waterfall. They borderline, I'ma show you how we ball a ball. Play, half round the world on the autobahn. Sir Rock, sip, I can still get my body on. One eye closed, driving back to the cribbo. Mouth zip, baby, we don't talk on the pillow. We can talk money, money followed by them zeros. Tell you what it feel like to spend it on a euro. Good money, getting dough to y'all like Pluto. Out of reach, I've been doing this from day uno. Now watch me and I'ma show y'all niggas what to do.
Brand new grab. That boost. Joel Ortiz. Jay Rock.
I'm killing the streets, filling the feast. So any rapper bumping the teeth, I give him a rookie now, then put him to sleep. My style, raw with no identity, gallons of Hennessy mixed with battery acid, flammable gas, burn your village, turn your church into Chris Times while I'm filling the rap off two blunts. I gotta eat, pray over the beat like a religion, and pray to God when I'm finished living. I try through the ghetto with metal, long as the forearm. 357, kick back like Taekwondo. Never know when the dog's loose, I shoot. His cranium is now pseudo coup. That's no time, like a ship going down, no dot can help on watch. I burn the devil
honorable. Y'all the smartest retarded who rock with bombers and tarnish. You carve your garments and particles. Y'all the smallest and jarless. We are the martyrs who promise. You are appallers, remarkable. Chop your sword up like garments. You Simpson, I'll be flipping and speaking charge with copper food. Throw the smartest of bombers. My sword is sharp and seek office. Why would I bother to borrow when I can garnish your dollars? Patience and love and swallow. You.
Happy New Year. Brand new Uncle Murder featuring Busta Rhymes and Rad Cafe. The genre has fire.
Bumpin' J and Nas and Big Mercy G. Yeah. If not them, I was bumping DMX on the lock. So seeing it, that's when New York had shit locked. The good old days. The Big Apple used to run shit. And Busta Rhymes held us down with that club
he
shit.
Did.
I had just started making a demo. I was suing people back then. Rap wasn't my MO.
Bang.
Then I started rapping about shit I was living. Had dudes like, that's some real shit that you're kicking.
I know.
Shootouts, robberies, brick sales I did it. I even used to get my gold, y'all. Yeah, I was pimping. I'm money? The leader of the new school. I'm spitting that shit. Ask Buck, ask Norby, ask Sales, ask Kiss. You can go and ask JD if you can get in touch with him. He'll tell you none of them other dudes to fuck with him.
Oh. DJ Wild Out.
Please, 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 give me more ammo.
Now you know.
After
we just finished popping that Uncle Murder, 45 hollow tip, we go. We just reloaded. 9mm, semi-auto, red cafe.
It's on, huh? Cool at Chicago, aura so breezy. Nigga with an attitude, ah, so easy. Kill him every time like I'm on repeat. So they copy the style, it's on CC.
Yeah, quiet out.
Carrots to get loose.
What else?
And I'ma squeeze like Tropicana juice. Last 2 years, my coupe ain't had a roof. My chick head sick like she ain't had a tooth. Narcotics swerving, serving. Still I'm so fly, I'm Dr. Irvin. Ah, cafe, the shakedown is near. Little mama, go on, bring it, print yourself right here. With the most unstoppable campaign, a curling iron with a sauna mixed with a heater friend at abnormal temperatures back just to sizzle the street again. I make them feel like it was legal to clap shit is what I do, and what I did in every era of this rap shit, true. Now let me give you more ammo quick with lethal arsenal to jump back in a battlefield with and then properly pop off and claim what I own, you get me? Make it official, set the proper tone in the city. I brought the hottest niggas through to put it down.
Brand new graph, what goes around? Angry Rasta Radio, SD Special Delivery, support GQ, let's go.
Most of the time I don't think about it. Most of the time my conscience is off, so I think without it. My brain's convoluted. I think it's crowded with evil thoughts. So when I think it's crowded with evil thoughts, then I think I allowed it to be my boss. It feeds my thoughts with greed. I used to have a Jesus piece with a cross, and I took Jesus off it. I OD'd and became a beast with claws. Heart like a lion, teeth like jaws. I bleed for a cause. I unleashed the force and told the man in the mirror that the streets is yours. I be headhunting. I done stole, I done lied, I done robbed with the lead busting. I regret nothing. I'd cut your face if you said something. I came from the bottom up next to nothing. I done shot feds unfairly. If I lost, then next week cut them on. Instead, we jump and we chase niggas. They spend a whole next week running, we catch them next week. They spend a whole next week ducking and then I shut all hoes. They sexy touch them. I kick a bitch out the car unless she fucking at me. I hurt them. I done broke a lot of hearts. Mentally, I left them cold, posing in the dark. I ain't never shown no emotion from the start. They gon' need a boat floating in the ocean with a shark. I'm heartless and cold regardless, but no regards for your feelings. Scars that don't heal them. Can't a whip ass open them cars that don't seal them. Thoughts or remorse, I don't feel them. My bad, man. Do I deserve blessings? Birthday mother, you probably deserve to suffer. You probably deserve the bottom. You probably deserve the gutter. You probably could serve fiends. You probably would serve another. Probably too grimy, you probably not to be trusted. But don't say it to my face, cause I'm not to be fucked with. And I ain't trying to be a thug, grimy or nothing, but the hood is the soundtrack, and I'm behind the production. You see, my heart lies in the concrete. And I ain't trying to be nothing besides me. I'm me.
DJ,
love me or hate me. That's how I gotta be. Now you can judge me or rate me as the scum I see. Cause some of it made me become what I be. I'm fucked, but most people are just like me. Yep.
You already know, you already know what it is. You know what station this is. You know who is on his. Made no fucking sense. Who gives a fuck? Cause it's Angry Bastard Radio, nigga. Yo, thanks for listening to the show. It's been a pleasure. It's been an honor to be the two guards right here holding it down, pumping that info and music in your ear and your eardrums. Someone light up. Yo, 7 to 9 tomorrow night. Angry Bastard Radio, Latin People Friday, station that you speak your mind. On Friday the 13th, it sucks because in the next 20 minutes, you lovely people out there are going to be watching Friday the 13th, 12 midnight, tonight. And unfortunately, I'm a movie junkie, but I'm not a lame, so I'm not going to go there by myself to look like a lame. And my boys and my fam, they're not down with it. And I could go to New York, but that'd be damn. I mean, I could have went earlier, but I'll be playing myself because I have to work tomorrow morning. So, it's another night of being on the chat line. As if SD's up for it. I gotta fucking clean my house up and shit. Transfer cats all over the place. You know, you might want to cat, y'all. Let me know. Hit me up at myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. Make sure y'all here in the building tomorrow night. Latin People Fridays. I got to download. SD gave me a real deal. I used to just download all reggaeton. But there's a lot of Spanish people out there that don't want to listen to reggaeton. They want to hear, you know, some real shit. Like some Fat Joe or Noriega or whatever. So that's what I'll do. So that being said, then you got anything? Oh, and tomorrow we might be starting prank calls. Yeah, I mean, we might just be starting because I got to buy fucking Virgin Mobile. But, you guys in the ad, nigga? Any shout outs or whatever?
Nope.
All right, well, y'all can find us on the chat line near you, preferably the Philly Raven. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you tomorrow. Hit us up, myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio, where you see, where you on the, well, you know what I look like. For those of you that know what GQ looks like, you see me, you see my personal page on our top, and you see Spliff, that's SD, on the top. You see 6'4", that's 6'4", on the top. You see, LE, he has some funky shit going on. I mean, I don't know, but, I mean, they're on top. Just go searching. Look at the pictures, and then look for the motherfuckers on the top. I mean, because we'll be on top of your mothers. We're out of here, pussy boy.